and treacheries. Just so might a normal spider encourage clutter in a house, to make its web spinning easier, if it could keep the housewife from sweeping. But what of that shape-changing?
I'm coming to that. Some of her clerics have the power to change shape, both from one human form to another, and from human form to that of her icon, the appearance of a giant spider. I saw that in Colobia, and heard of it at Finn Paneer.
Are all her clerics human, then? I thought you had seen Quaknum at Colobia.
Yes, that's true. The elves that turned from the High Lord, some say when the first of the Quakgani sang to the first tree, worship her.
But what will she do here? Asked Doran. Will she know her cleric's been killed? And Venner?
It depends. I don't know how her clerics contact her. I was taught that a Kriya, unlike more powerful deities, does not know all that occurs by her own powers. She depends on her agents for information. If that's true, and Venner and his sister were her only agents here, then she might not. But she might know when her cleric was killed, I can't say. What she will do, when she finds out, depends on what resources she has near here. The orcs, yes. But even for her, they are undisciplined and careless fighters. And we still don't know why she influenced Venner here. At least I don't. How long had he been steward?
Since the old steward was killed, at the same time as Tamarian, said the Duke. He had been injured as a recruit, and became assistant steward. He was so for several years, as I recall, and then after the massacre, well, he knew the job.
From what he said last night, said Arkelin, that was his doing as well.
The Duke nodded, his face grim.
I expect so. I wonder if he was her agent from the beginning.
Surely not. The Marshal wouldn't have missed that.
The Duke looked at Pox, a clear question. She answered, No, my lord. He wouldn't have missed it if Venner had been committed to her then, but a Kriya gains adherence in subtle ways. At first, he may not have realized what he was doing.
The Duke flushed. Arranging a massacre? How could he not?
I didn't mean that, my lord. Earlier, we don't know. Perhaps he had cheated someone or told a minor lie. I have heard that she makes much of that. Or he may have been told lies about you that justified him to himself in the beginning. By the time he realized whose service he had joined, it would have been too late.
Are you saying it was not his fault?
No, my lord. Unless he was spelled the entire time, he was responsible for his decisions. I meant that he may not have intended any evil when he joined the company, may in fact have slipped into evil bit by bit. Perhaps the massacre that killed your wife was the first overt act of evil. The Marshal was killed too. Could it be that the Marshal was beginning to suspect something? That the attack was aimed as much at him as at her?
No!
The Duke stiffened, then sat back.
It couldn't be, yet...
She might have noticed too, my lord, said Doran, being as she was, and she would be more in the steward's way than the Marshal.
But we still don't know why a Kriya spends her strength here, Pox went on.
The northern border. It was always important.
But Arkelin did not sound convinced. So a long time, the Duke mused. If Venner was in truth part of a long-laid plan, by Ter, that's more than 16 years she's been plotting. Against me? Against this holding? We know that she supported Siniava in Arrhenius.
Krakonia shifted in his seat. If it's to clear this holding for another invasion from the north, why didn't she strike while you were in Arrhenius with the whole company?